Hey honey. Yeah, I'm home early. I finished all my work and well, nothing important was really going on today. And there's something I've been thinking over and I wanted to tell you. Okay? I want to have a baby. Oh, you've been thinking about it too? You're such a sweetie. I should have known you'd want to raise a child. All right, but there's one itsy bitsy, teeny weeny little clause that I wanted to make. Well, I want to get pregnant, but not from you. I mean, it's not a secret or anything that we're both total nerds, and there's nothing wrong with that, honest. It's just that I don't think it's a good idea for us to make a child. Let's face it, if you get me pregnant, we're just going to raise a child while very intelligent is going to grow up with a rough life. You and I have gone through a lot of bullying as kids. And yes, our intelligence is great, but maybe it'd be nice to raise a child that's normal for once. I mean, think about it. Because my intellect is so high, maybe we can get the best of both worlds. Well, the plan was to find a couple of guys who were really strong. I've got a couple of friends who know people. I'm sure we could figure something out. Don't you remember how rough our bullying was growing up? Don't you want a child that can defend themselves? Well, obviously, I wouldn't encourage them to fight, but self-defense is important, you know. It's not like the school's gonna do anything about it. Zero tolerance, my ass. Look, it's gonna be fine. We're still fucking. I just want this for the better of our children. Yes, I said our children. You think I want to raise an only child? Of course not. We wouldn't, you know, want them getting lonely after all. They could have someone to play video games with, or sports, coloring books, dolls, whatever they're into. I just want. Well, I just think it's unfair for the kids, having to raise them to be like we were. Hiding, running, not eating lunch, 'cause our lunch money was taken. Frankly, I'd had enough of that life. I'm not going through it again. We'll take it one step at a time, dear. I know this can be a little scary, but trust me, that baby is as much of yours as it is mine. We'll legal details later, I promise you. You're going to love to be a father. Don't you trust me that I know what's the best for our children? You have no idea how much this means to me. I just have to call her so she can set me up with someone. Oh, she is one of my friends. We spoke about this lady, you know, this earlier. And she told me that she hooked me up with just the right guy. I just wanted to get to, you know, your approval first. Oh, great. Hey, girlfriend. Yeah. He just said it was okay. What? Tomorrow? No, you can't be serious. That early? Oh, damn, girl. You're one hell of a matchmaker. Meet him at the cafe. Okay, alright, I'll be there. Thanks a lot, you're the best. So yeah, sooner than I thought, but I'm really excited about it. Thanks so much, honey. You are the best. Okay, so I'm supposed to meet him tomorrow in the cafe. We're gonna meet for coffee and I'll see how I like him. She said he was perfect for me, but I've gotta see it for myself. I don't know much about him, but I heard he was really tall and strong and attractive. Sorry, I got trapped. Oh, when are we going to visit him? Oh, I'm sorry, babe. He just doesn't want to see you. That's one of his conditions. If we fuck, he doesn't want to meet the guy I'm married to. Well, yeah, it probably ruins the mood for him. I can understand that. Can't you? Oh, I doubt we're gonna fuck on the first date. We'll probably have to meet up a few times. Oh, you have a problem with me calling it a date? That's kind of what it is. We're going to fuck after all. Okay, how about meet up? Is that any better? Yeah, I think maybe by the second or third meetup, we should good to go. Probably the third. The first is more about testing our compatibilities, and then we can plan things out during the second meetup. Well, but you never know, he could be a busy guy. So I've got to start preparing for our second date. Oops, I mean meetup. We need to plan just in case we fuck after the second time meeting. Babe, just in case, could he come over to knock me up? I just want to know our options, that's all. Maybe he could stop by a while, you know, while you're at work. It'd be like never happened. Yeah! Think about it. One day you just go out to work and, honey, I'm pregnant. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, babe. I'm sorry. I didn't realize all of this sex talk was gonna make you horny. Of course, I can help you with that. I should know. It's been a long day for you, hasn't it? Let me get you a little more into the mood. Oh, I can see the pre-cum leaking through your clothes. Yes. I'm really getting you into it, huh? Well, I'm glad to know that our little discussion didn't kill your sexual drive. Actually, can I just suck you off? I want to save myself for him. Well, you know, my libido's not as strong as yours, and I want to be horny tomorrow. Yep, I know that I usually value guys from thoroughly thinking about them, but I think if I'm gonna, you know, go for a strong alpha man, I might as well let my instincts do the work for me. It's nature's course, isn't it? Oh, no, no. Not to say I'm not naturally attracted by you or anything. Well, I just meant that is natural for a girl to fall for a tough, aggressive man. I'm letting biology do the most work here. Well, yep, I imagine his cock would be bigger than yours. Not that you have a small one or anything. Your dick is nice. I just think his will fill me up a little more than I'm used to. Would you like your potential son to have a nice big cock? I'm sure he'd be quite a hit with women. Did I just hear a moan? You like this, don't you? Whoa, you really had me fooled there for a moment. The way you were acting, moping about it. You were resisting your urges, weren't you? Babe, it's okay. You don't need to hide anything from me. There's nothing wrong with getting turned on from your wife fucking another man. Come on, relax a bit. Let me suck your cock. See? Isn't so bad. I might take a break. No, from fuck you, actually. But you can get all the oral you want. I just want to make sure he's the father. Mom, you like it? Knowing that someone else is going to father your children. And you won't even see his face. Now that I think about it, I don't want our children look too different. Yeah, maybe I should stay in contact with him. See if he wants to fuck me after the birth of our first. Oh, it takes 9 months to conceive, right? I'd like our second to be maybe a year younger than our firstborn. Or I could try to find an even bigger and stronger guy. Yeah, our second child I wouldn't get picked by the first. Yeah, even if they're younger, they'd be able to hold their own. Yeah, That could work. What do you think, honey? I mean, oh, they both seem like pretty good options to me. Yeah. Maybe I'll keep in touch with him just in case. I can make up my mind later. Oh no. He won't be doing anything after he knocks me up. Well, maybe with me, we'll meet once in a while as friends. He's friends, you know, with one of my closer friends, after all. I'm probably gonna run into him anyway. I still don't think you should see him. If he's not going to fuck me, sure. But I want to keep my options open. I know that look in your face. Are you ready? Come on, baby. Show me your cum. Shoot your load for me, dear. I'll swallow every last drop of you. You're so close. I can't practically taste it right now. Fuck. Give it to me. Come for me. Yeah, baby.
How was that for you, babe? Good? I hope so. I hope you don't get tired of blowjobs anytime soon.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I told him. The plan's all set. We're totally meeting up tomorrow. Hey, honey, I'm gonna take this call up to our room for a bit. Give a girl a little time to gossip, would ya? Yeah, I'm so excited. I bet he was like a big college guy or something.